You've reached XPO. My name is Taisha. How can I assist you?
Hi, Taisha. My name is Nancy Pittman. Somebody called me today and left a message. I listened to my cell phone, but it was so muffled, I couldn't understand what they were saying. He called me at 480-235-4687. And my name is Nancy Pittman.
What's the zip code?
Pardon?
Your zip code that may be associated with the delivery or installation?
85015. The delivery,
I'm sorry,
85015? Yeah.
The delivery has been made, so you're not expecting anything?
What?
You stated that the delivery has been made, so you're not expecting anything?
I've been waiting for an install.
Okay. Let's see. Just a moment.
Or to come get it out of my house and refund my money back. It has to be one or the other. And they're talking between 12 and 4. Well, I don't get off until 4. And I've been bitching and arguing with them. So I don't know what his message was because it was so muffled I couldn't understand a word he was saying.
So that looks like the information that I'm seeing down is showing that date for tomorrow. Actually, it's showing to be on the 16th. Oh, no, that's old. So yeah,
I'm
the call
tired
today.
Of it.
Yeah, the call for today is for sure saying that you're scheduled tomorrow between 12 to 4.
I don't get home till 4. And what did he want to do? Do you
sorry?
Know?
He's supposed
what
to be coming for the installation, correct?
Well, or get it out of my house. One of the two, because I want my money back or it has to be installed. I've been dealing with this for a month and a half now, if not longer. To get it installed, I started a new job. I cannot get home till 4 o'clock.
Okay, so I can send over an email informing them to see if they could possibly change it, but currently they have 12 to 4 down for you.
Well, good luck to them. I'm tired of it because they need to come and install it at 4 o'clock when I'm home or take it out of here, deliver it back to Home Depot where I can get my money back.
Okay, I'll include that in the email for you also.
And I'm fed up with it. Home Depot said, yeah, they can work with you. They can come at 4 o'clock, but everything's between 12 and 4. Well, I can't be there. I'm at home at 4 o'clock, period.
Okay, I can email them and let them know that information. We don't have access to change the ETA. So if they're able to accommodate you, I'll ask if they can reach out. But I will let them know that you stated that you won't be home until 4. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, thank you.
Okay,
is there somebody else I can get in touch with?
Not that I'm aware of. We are emailing them to let them know that you won't be there. But other than that, no, ma'am.
You know, because Home Depot, I talked to Sarah.
Yes, ma'am.
She's
you can possibly
the one
speak with her. Oh, yeah. You can possibly speak with her. It's just a different department. I'm not certain. But here we're only able to send over an email to see if they're able to accommodate you.
Would you happen to have Sarah's number?
No, ma'am.
Oh, this ain't gonna happen. I think I'm getting played around so they can keep my money for this dishwasher until the time is up.
Unfortunately, I'm not too certain. So as stated, I'm sending over an
Well,
email in regards to the ETA. Is there anything else I could
I'm
do for you?
certain of this. No, I'm certain of this. And I'm calling Home Depot tonight as soon as I get off this phone.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'll have that email sent over for you. And if need be, just give us a call back.
No, I won't. If it's not installed, it's going back and I want my money back. Simple as that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling. I'll have the email sent over for